Hare Krishna. Set your sight and don't let phantoms deflect your flight. Set your sight. When we move about in life, often we tend to not have a very focused vision or mission or direction of where we want to go. Now, sometimes when a plane moves, now it's a plane, as a plane is going from Mumbai to Calcutta or say Mumbai to New York, then it has a very clear, purposeful plan. And then it moves through the air in that plan. So, if we our life is also a journey, and it's a pleasure, it is a physical journey when we have to go to work or we have to go to some other place. But more than that, it is an inner journey, it is a journey of our consciousness where we want to move from our narrow, small, self-centered conceptions to the expansionist vision of selfless love. We want to love Krishna and we want to love everyone in relationship with Krishna. And for that purpose, we need to slowly and steadily move onwards in our journey towards Krishna. And for that purpose, what do we do? We need to recognize that we have to first of all set our sight. Okay, we study scripture, we understand what is the ultimate goal of life, we look at our own nature, understand what are our God-given talents and what are our God-given gifts, and we use them in a way in which we can steadily move towards Krishna. And now, once we set our sight, once we start moving towards a particular goal, at that time, the mind comes up with many phantoms. The mind comes up with many imaginary problems. Oh, maybe if you try to achieve this, then this may go wrong, that may go wrong. What if that happens? What if that happens? How will you deal with that? How will you deal with that? Oh, maybe I should not try this only. The mind often imagines problems when there is no need actually to imagine problems. So don't let phantoms deflect your flight. Sometimes we may want to go somewhere, and if we get cowed down by the mind's phantoms, then we will not be able to move in that direction. And we will fail to do justice to our God-given talents. We will not be able to achieve our spiritual potentials. That's why this fearfulness, especially in terms of imagining problems, is a characteristic of the mode of ignorance. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states in the 18th chapter, 35th text, Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madamevacha navimunchiti durmedha dhuti sapartha tamasi. So dhuti is determination, sapartha tamasi, this is tamasi in the mode of ignorance. So what is this dhuti in the mode of ignorance? Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam, that which just goes into daydreaming, bhayam, fear. Shokam. Shokam is always being gloomy, always being morose. Vishadam madamevacha, being intoxicated, being pessimistic. Navimunchati durmedha. Now, actually being habitually gloomy is not easy. It is distressing. But if someone holds on to that and remains habitually gloomy, that requires determination. Actually, that determination is self-destructive determination, it's undesirable determination, it's ignorant determination. That's why it's called, this is determination in the mode of ignorance. So, when we understand that, oh, these are the mind's phantoms, let me think of, okay, what are the realistic challenges that may come in this path, and what can I do realistically to deal with this, to prepare for them and deal with them. But apart from that, in every situation, if we start imagining every single kind of dangerous problem, then what to speak of traveling anywhere, we may not be able to sit in the same place. I may be sitting on a chair and I may think that, oh, what if an earthquake happens and the roof falls on me and I die? Well, if I can't even sit peacefully, what will I do? So, I may decide, if we let fear grow unlimitedly, then fear will paralyze us. And if we don't want to be paralyzed thus, we have to fight fear. And the way to fight fear is through spiritual knowledge. That's the best way. There are many ways to fight fear. But through spiritual knowledge, we understand our essential identity is indestructible. The world is not moving in random. Krishna is in control. And by becoming devoted to Krishna, we will move forward progressively and we will attain Him. And under His guidance, under the security that comes from understanding our own indestructible nature and understanding Krishna's benevolent supremacy, we can set our sights on our service to Krishna and not let phantoms deflect our flight. Thank you. Hare Krishna.